This tall, narrow shield from the Solomon Islands is adorned with small squares of mother-of-pearl. Metropolitan Museum curator Eric Chelgren.
It itself is not really a practical item. It represents more a decorative and ceremonial item that might be carried by a prominent warrior on particularly special occasions.
The shimmering mother-of-pearl inlays are made from the shell of the chambered nautilus, a shelled relative of the octopus.
Solomon Islands art is known particularly for its dramatic contrast of the mother-of-pearl inlay with a dark background, really bringing up the shining, lustrous quality of that mother-of-pearl when seen in the sun or when seen by the light of a flickering fire. Notice the position of the human figure at the center of the shield, with its upraised arms and bent knees. This manner of portraying the human figure is seen in a variety of different cultures throughout the Western Pacific. Whether there is a direct connection between these islands and these cultures is unknown, but what we may be looking at here is an example of a very ancient form of representing the human figure that was brought by the first settlers, by the founding ancestors.